You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome one and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB, and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, the Blog and the Boys Facebook Live feed. You can listen to the Blog and the Boys podcast. We've got tons of shows, and they're going to be a whole hell of a lot of fun this week because we are coming to you in the post-game, the Dallas Cowboys are victorious. The Dallas Cowboys picking up a win on the road for the first time this season. The Cowboys defeated the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles at their place, at their house. The Dallas Cowboys pulled off, I don't even want to say the upset. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys pulled off something that nobody thought they could. The Dallas Cowboys winning 27-20 on Periscope and freaking Gomez says we beat the Super Bowl champ, so that means we're going to the Super Bowl, right? Ben is joking, I think, but this was huge. This was huge, and a lot of you are pointing this out on Periscope and on Facebook Live, and appreciate it if you are, because the Cowboys won today. That means the greatest day of all days returns tomorrow. Tomorrow, Monday, November 12th, 2018, will be, in fact, Victory Polo Monday. So make sure you take a selfie, a picture, whatever it is, with your polo, with your t-shirt, whatever you got going on. Hey, shout out to Scooter Magruder, friend of the show, is in on our Periscope stream. What's up, Scooter? Looking forward to your reaction video this week. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of fun to see how Cowboys fans reacted to this particular win. This was great. So make sure, Scooter, if you can get in on Victory Polo Monday, that'd be great too. Take a selfie on Monday if you were in a Cowboys polo. Tweet it out, and we'll have some fun. Tomorrow is Victory Polo Monday. This was huge. The Dallas Cowboys are 4-5. They're certainly in contention in the NFC East as it currently stands. The New York Giants do play tomorrow on Monday night. They play the San Francisco 49ers, but they're 1-7 on the season, so it's not like they're really doing anything special. Scooter letting us know the reaction video will be lit. Make sure you follow Scooter Magruder on Twitter. He's on Instagram. He's at Facebook. He's got his own YouTube page. He does some Twitch streams. Scooter is the absolute best. His Cowboys reaction videos and all reaction videos really that he does are fantastic, so make sure you're a part of that. But the Cowboys now, Washington Redskins are 5-3. 6-3, I believe, after today's win, obviously, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who could not help us out, obviously. Lots of Cowboys fans rooting for them. The Dallas Cowboys now 4-5 after this big win, obviously, on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles themselves are 4-5. And this game really was kind of the fork in the road for the Cowboys and Eagles. Who was going to have a shot and who was going to really kind of be on the outside looking in as far as this division is concerned? You look at this division and the three teams at the top, obviously, in the Redskins, Cowboys, and Eagles, nobody conceivably is going to get into the NFC playoff picture as a wild card. You're going to have to win the NFC East. And all three teams really technically have a shot, but the Eagles are now kind of out of the picture on Periscope. Nick says the Eagles are done. I don't know that I'd go that far, but this was not the best game for the Eagles. And you know what? Zach Ertz went off. Zach Ertz did the Zach Ertz thing. Golden Tate was not impressive in his Eagles debut. In fact, Amari Cooper was far more impressive. Let's go to the stat line tonight. Again, I mentioned Zach Ertz had 14 catches, 145 yards, 2 touchdowns. Alshon Jeffrey had 4 catches for 48 yards. Golden Tate, who the Dallas Cowboys took a lot of heat for because the Eagles supposedly got the better player, etc. In his Eagles debut, Golden Tate, 2 catches, 19 yards. Golden Tate has now lost twice to the Dallas Cowboys this season. And in both of those games, Zeke Elliott has gone off. Let's talk about the stats for the good guys, for the winners. Ezekiel Elliott, as mentioned, had 19 carries for 151 yards. He lost a yard there at the end. That is his second most rushing yards this season. He had 152 rushing yards, coincidentally, in the game against Golden Tate's Detroit Lions. Amari Cooper, 6 catches, 74 yards. I thought Dak Prescott played a great game, all things considered. 26 of 36, 270 yards, and the touchdown. As we all know, he did have the quarterback sneak at the end of the first half, which was very, very impressive. I thought Allen Hurns played a great game. I thought Scott Linehan called a fantastic game, all things considered. Not trying to really jump all the way over the edge on Scott Linehan, but let's get to our MVPs, because a lot of you are getting there on Periscope. Let's go. Your MVPs, your reactions on Twitter, Periscope, and the Blog and the Boys Facebook live feed if you are with us for our live show. Who were your MVPs of the game? Number one, without question, we talked about it being Zach Martin at halftime, and I think he's certainly in the mix. But the MVP from this game, now that it's in the books and the Cowboys got the win, Leighton Vander Esch. And I found it poetic to a degree when you think about the game that that really kind of cemented Dak Prescott as the starting quarterback for the Cowboys in 2016. That game took place in Pittsburgh. That game was a big win for the Cowboys along that season, and that was in Pittsburgh. It was the week after that Tony Romo gave his meritocracy speech, and this game tonight against the Eagles was kind of Leighton Vander Esch's announcement. That was kind of Leighton Vander Esch sort of taking, the mantle, if you will, from Sean Lee, coincidentally occurring in the state of Pennsylvania. So if the Cowboys are playing a game in the PA, there is likely going to be a torch being passed. But Leighton Vander Esch, certainly our MVP, without question, number one. Number two, I think it goes without saying, Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke was fantastic. Zeke was unreal. Zeke, it was very clear, it was very obvious that the Cowboys were going to ride their all-pro running back, that he was going to be the reason they won this game, and he was tonight. Zeke was fantastic in every single capacity for the Dallas Cowboys. Did it on the ground, did it in the passing game, had a couple of huge blocks, blocked two Eagles on one play. Zeke was unreal. So right there, we've got our two MVPs, kind of two runaway MVPs in Leighton Vander Esch and Ezekiel Elliott. And I think you got to throw Zach Martin in there because the guy came back, he battled through injury. I thought that was really impressive what Zach Martin was able to do. And maybe not an MVP, but sort of an attaboy, maybe an honorable mention, if you will, is Xavier Suafilo. Xavier Suafilo had a really big job tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles, had a really big job along the interior with Fletcher Cox coming at him every single play, and Xavier Suafilo did not get destroyed. And I know that that's kind of a low bar to set, but Xavier Suafilo was fantastic in that regard, so I think he certainly needs to be given his fair share, given his props. I thought Amari Cooper was exceptional. I think we need to give him the fourth MVP after Leighton Vander Esch, Zeke Elliott, Zach Martin. Amari Cooper has been as advertised for the Dallas Cowboys. Amari has been unreal. He just has an ability to create space, to get open, to find the soft spots in defenses. And Amari has really kind of just been the spark that this Cowboys team needed, especially this Cowboys offense. You know, the Cowboys offense scored, 14 points in the fourth quarter? That's unreal when you think about the team that we're watching. You know, the Cowboys tonight, not only did they get a win on the road for the first time, but they scored 27 points. They had not scored more than 17 points on the road so far this season. That was by far an embarrassment across the NFL. They put up 27 points. You know, Benjamin Solak does a lot of great work for our SB Nation sister site. Bleeding Green Nation does a lot of great work for the Draft Network. And Benjamin Solak had a tweet there at the end that said, "We cannot give the Cowboys the ball back." And he was completely fair and completely right in his statement. But how wild is it that it was a true thing that the Cowboys could not be given the ball back? Obviously, they didn't make much of their final offensive possession, but you get the point. The Cowboys' offense was on fire there at the end. And so I think, I know a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this, and maybe we'll turn this into a conversation about the coaching staff. I'd give the fifth MVP to Jason Garrett, and I know that that's kind of a stale answer. I know that's not an answer you want to hear, but we've talked a lot about this. I've talked to you on Ocho Live at ESPN San Antonio on the 750 on the Blog and the Boys podcast feed. Jason Garrett's Cowboys For all of their flaws, for all of their warts, they never quit. We have never truly seen, except for maybe last Monday night, we have never really seen the Dallas Cowboys quit under Jason Garrett, and this was a big game. This was a lot of heat. This was a huge spotlight. The entire world was watching, and Jason Garrett's job has been talked about. This morning, Ian Rappaport reported that the Cowboys were had an affinity for Oklahoma Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley, and so Jason Garrett came out. He ran a fake punt with Jeff Heath, the GOAT. He had a fantastic drive executed by his offense, and I think Scott Linehan deserves credit there at the end, the go-ahead touchdown that ultimately was the touchdown that decided this game. That last touchdown drive by the Cowboys looked like the 2016 version of themselves. So I think that Jason Garrett deserves a lot of credit, especially coming off that loss to the Tennessee Titans. And I don't know that the fact that the Titans beat the Patriots today makes you feel any better about that loss. Now, Chris Perez on Periscope says one win is not the difference. I totally agree. I'm not at all saying the Cowboys need to get back in on the Jason Garrett front, etc. But tonight, as far as what happened on the field at the Link in Philadelphia tonight, part of the credit belongs to Jason Garrett, and that's the simple, cold, hard truth about it. Although, obviously, again, the Cowboys got incredible performances from Van Der Esch, from Elliott, from Zach Martin. Chidobe Awuzie had a great game. Xavier Woods had a great game. Jalen Smith balled out. I mean, the Cowboys seemingly got a great game all around. There was a comment earlier, I'm sorry if it was you, and I'm forgetting, but Tyron Smith had a great game for the Cowboys, I thought, when he's had a season that's kind of been somewhat forgettable. So, overall, this was just a great game for the Cowboys. So let's crowdsource this at this point. The Cowboys are 4-5. They're second in the NFC East. They are technically two and a half games, if you want to call it that, behind the Washington Redskins. And the Cowboys now get to travel to Atlanta. And by the way, our shows next week will be extra special. Papa Ocho and I will be making the trip to the ATL. So if you are going to be at the Falcons game next week, we want to hear from you. We want to see you there. Maybe we'll do a group Ocho Live if we get a chance. Hopefully we can make that happen. So let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. My DMs are open. Shoot me an email, rj.ochoa@sbnation.com. But the Cowboys get a Falcons team who could not beat the Cleveland Browns today. And that's a really, less formidable game, at least right now, today, as a prisoner of the moment. But the Falcons are a different team at home. In four of their five games so far, the Falcons have scored more than 30 points. The Cowboys still have yet, even considering tonight, have yet to break 30 points on the road. So that is certainly troublesome when you consider who the Falcons are in their building. After that, the Cowboys get a short week before they get these Redskins again. And then it will be very, very, very tough 7 days after that when Gil Brandt goes in the Ring of Honor when the Cowboys play against the New Orleans Saints on Thursday Night Football. But so where do we stand? Your thoughts on Twitter, Periscope, and the Blog on the Boys Facebook live feed. Are the Dallas Cowboys a contender for the NFC East title in 2018? Again, yes or no, kind of your thoughts. Do you think the Cowboys can conceivably win this division? Because you look at the Redskins' schedule. Yes, they beat the Buccaneers today. Next week, they have the Houston Texans. Houston will be coming off their bye. A formidable team. They've won, 6 games in a row right now. The Texans, Deshaun Watson, they'll have Demaryius Thomas all the more integrated into their offense. And then after that Houston game, they get the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. After that, the Redskins get a little bit of a mini by themselves because they travel to Philly, where the Cowboys were tonight on Monday Night Football. After that, they get the Giants. I think we all think that Washington will beat them. After that, the Redskins have to go to Jacksonville, who dropped the game today in Indianapolis, but is always a tough test when you consider what their defense is and what they've been able to do, although granted, the Cowboys did put 40 points up on them themselves. The Redskins' final two games of the season at Tennessee, and I know that sounds like a joke, but consider that the Titans beat both the Cowboys and the Eagles, so the Titans are kind of a team that need to be taken a little bit more seriously. That game is in Nashville, for whatever it's worth, so that is certainly, or Memphis, I think it is, where the Titans Stadium is, Nissan Stadium, and then the Redskins finish up their season, obviously, with the game against the Philadelphia Eagles as well. So, I mean, that's a game that could go one of a number of ways. And so the Redskins certainly are not in a cruise control situation here. The Redskins have a lot of work to do themselves. Thank you very much to 13 Sombreros. It is Nashville for the comment on Periscope. I did not know. Titans. I mean, whatever it is. But a lot of you saying that the Cowboys are definitely an NFC East title contender. And I think that's fair. I think that's a fair take when you look at who they are. This game tonight, the Cowboys and Eagles game, had the potential to be sort of the switch flipper for whoever won. And obviously the Cowboys came away with the W. In case anybody forgot, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles tonight on the road, the home of the reigning Super Bowl champs. The Philadelphia Eagles have never won a game where their Super Bowl banner hung at their stadium against the Dallas Cowboys. So, I mean, facts are facts. But this game, it really felt like all week long, we've talked about this for a few weeks now, this game felt like it had the potential to really flip a switch for whoever won. It's kind of got that sort of game feel that really boosts some momentum. And I'm not saying that's necessarily going to happen for these Cowboys, but it feels like it. Their offense came alive. Something happened for the Cowboys late in this game where they really turned things on. They scored two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Again, I know these are low bars that we're talking about, but their offense has been disgusting. You also think about the Cowboys conceivably are going to get back a few players. They didn't have David Irving tonight. Obviously, they don't have Connor Williams, although I think that's going to be a discussion where people talk about maybe Connor Williams isn't necessarily somebody that helps the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, considering what they were able to do tonight. But the Cowboys tonight, I think, gave people a reason to believe. I think the Cowboys gave people a reason to believe that they're a contender in this particular division. I think they have an opportunity next Sunday to win in Atlanta against a Falcons team that can't find its own identity. And I think the fact that the Cowboys beat the Eagles is really impressive, considering it was such a hostile environment. It was on the road. It was at night. The Eagles were wearing their black jerseys. They thought this was going to be a funeral of sorts. There was all sorts of reports that Eagles fans were bringing coffins to the stadium. I mean, it was ridiculous. And so the fact that the Cowboys got this win was definitely impressive. The comment on Periscope says this was an average win, and I would disagree with that. I would disagree very, very hard with that, because this was not an average win. An average win for the Cowboys was back in week two when they beat the New York Giants. That was an average win. That was tepid. That was room temperature water. This win, I know the Eagles aren't necessarily the same team that won the Super Bowl last year, but this was gigantic. To go into their house on Sunday Night Football, when the Cowboys haven't won a road game yet this season, when they hadn't broken 17 points on the road, when the whole world was talking about how they quit and they were awful and they were broken and their head coach and everybody sucked and everybody was trash, for them to defy all of that and to go on the road and to punch the Eagles in the mouth and to win in a way that was indicative of who they want to be, to get things going with Amari Cooper, to get things going with Leighton Vander Esch, to have Chidobe Awuzie step up and get some important pass breakups, to have Xavier Woods bring the heat, to get the game started off with the ruffling and tussling that we saw where Chris Richard got involved, and I think more importantly than anything, to win this game the way they did, to ice it with Zeke Elliott there at the end. This was the biggest win for the Dallas Cowboys I think that we've seen maybe since they beat the Kansas City Chiefs last year. You know, the Cowboys, they did go on a 3-game win streak in the middle or the tail end of last season, I should say, where they beat the Redskins at home on Thursday Night Football. That was the night that Dez Bryant set the record. They obviously went and beat the New York Giants. They went and beat the Oakland Raiders. Those were big wins, but those felt like they were getting by. Those felt like they were just, you know, falling into wins. I mean, you think about when the Cowboys beat the Oakland Raiders, that game felt like that it was just, I mean, it was, it took everything they could to just barely win that game. This game tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles, they exerted their will. They played the way they wanted to play. It was their style. They controlled. The comment on Periscope says Jacksonville was a bigger win. I don't think so, especially when you look at who Jacksonville has been so far this season. Yes, the Cowboys put up 40 points, and that was cool, but there was this qualifier of it's the Jaguars. It's Blake Bortles. So what? They kind of suck this year. They're the Jaguars. Another on Periscope says Jacksonville wasn't a division game. That's another element to this game. This was the reigning Super Bowl champs, their house. They wore special uniforms, Golden Tate's debut. He had torched the Cowboys earlier this season. This was a huge win, and I think that we've learned a lot of things so far through 9 games this season. Number one, the Dallas Cowboys were absolutely right to draft Leighton Vander Esch. They were absolutely right. They deserve all the credit in the world. Leighton Vander Esch has become a stud. Number two, generally, the Cowboys were right to go with Brett Maher over Dan Bailey, but Brett Maher is starting to struggle a bit. That's kind of a little bit of a question mark. We'll probably talk about that this week at Vlogging the Boys and here on Ocho Live. Brett Maher has now missed a field goal in 3 straight games. That had never happened so far. That is certainly troubling. Obviously, the 3 games coming over a 4-week stretch because it did involve the Dallas Cowboys bye week as well. The Dallas Cowboys were also kind of right to trade for Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper, look, I know the Cowboys lost to the Titans on Monday night, but their offense looked, I don't want to say good, obviously did not look good, but the Cowboys looked like it had life in the form of Amari Cooper. And tonight, the Cowboys offense did look good at stretches. It looked bad at other times, but Amari Cooper is without a doubt somebody who has energized this offense. The Cowboys were also right to stick with Randy Gregory for as long as they did. He came up at certain stretches tonight against the Eagles. He certainly had his fair share of moments. I think the Cowboys have been proven right already in sticking with Jalen Smith. There are a lot of things that are starting to slowly pay off for the Cowboys, but whether it's enough remains to be seen. This was, without question, the biggest win that this team has seen in a long time. And that's what I was talking about. It had that potential to be that just boost of momentum that the Cowboys have sorely been needing. And now they have to go to Atlanta. And we're going to know, we're going to hear about it all week long. The burning of Atlanta was what Jerry Jones called it. Chaz Green, we're going to hear all about how the offensive line is shaky, etc., blah, blah, blah. Adrian Claiborne, there will be memes, there will be all sorts of stuff. But if the Cowboys can go to Philly and beat the Eagles in a night like tonight, I think there's at least confidence that they're capable of going to Atlanta and exercising those demons. So that will remain to be seen. Again, if you're going to be in Atlanta, hit me up. Papa Ocho and I are going to be there. It will be a lot of fun. Hopefully we do some really cool things while in the ATL. This was a big win. Again, tomorrow's going to be Victory Polo Monday. So if you have a polo, you got a t-shirt, you got some socks, you got a bandana, you got a headband, whatever you want to wear to support the Cowboys, put it on. Victory Polo Monday. It's not a fashion statement. It's a lifestyle. So enjoy the day. We'll have a brand new episode of the 750 with Tony Casillas out tomorrow. Also, another episode of Ocho Live. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. I'm at RJ Ochoa. You can watch on Periscope. You can also watch on the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed. Stay tuned to blogoftheboys.com. This week is going to be jam-packed with all sorts of content. So, without further ado, with all that being said, make sure you have the absolute best Sunday night of your life. Enjoy your night of sleep. You earned it. It's been a lot of fun. It was a stressful game. You earned the right to go to sleep and really enjoy your slumber. Enjoy your Monday morning, and we'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Time. We'll see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys, and peace out.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.